I didn't know it was going to be pouring tonight. The club's two blocks down. I figured we'd be fine. Well, it's not like they've got people out there whose only job is to predict the weather. No one can know the future. It's a secret to everybody. Okay, but getting wet never killed anyone, though. Ugh, but please take off your shoes. We're not savages here. And God, I am so happy to be out of these heels. These puppies gotta breathe. Well, yeah, of course I have to wear them. I can't be running around barefoot. This isn't Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Or is that something you'd be into? Oh. You mean... Well, you know, it's an image thing. So yeah, I do have to wear the heels. But you are soaked. Don't move. I'll get you a towel and crank up the heat.
So yeah, this is it. This is my place. It's not much. Still working on that palace, you know? I know it's a little Spartan in here, but I am not a serial killer, I swear. I'm gonna be looking for a bigger place as soon as I get that promotion, so interior decoration just never felt like a priority. Can't even fit a fucking bathtub in here.
Ah, there you go. Better? See, me? I don't mind getting wet. Oh, baby bean. Careful, or we're gonna have to quarantine you. You're having a severe case of the horny, and it's highly infectious. I mean, I'm just saying, I like the rain. Though I will admit, a bath would be so fucking good right about now. Give me a big-ass glass of Merlot, some good music, good company. A tub. My kingdom for a tub. Honestly, I would murder for a bathtub. Still, not a psycho killer, by the way. So, here's my couch. It's where I do all my best napping. And that's about it, really. Not much of an apartment tour, huh? Except for my little personal library here. I do have that going on. Yeah? You like it? I have everything from Tolstoy to Rushdie to Angelou to Duclos. Actually, don't look at those ones. They're not for your delicate eyes. Yeah, right. They'd be right up your back alley. Check them out sometime. You might find something that tickles you just right. Get you some quarantine reading. Just don't forget to return what you borrow. Or you'll find out how I collect on late fees. Hey, I know what I said about going digital, but it's different. The archives at the office, that's just data. All it needs to be is accessible. But these... These are experiences. And the smell, the weight and feel of the cover in your hand. It's all essential, okay? Besides, turning a new leaf is just so much more satisfying than endlessly swiping left, you know? You know I'm right. Have I actually read all of them? Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I've read more of them than I haven't, I think. Wow. Way to call me out, you little shit. I swear I don't buy them just for looks, though. I used to read everything I could get my hands on, but it feels like there's never time to just put my feet up and relax these days. Like tonight. Tonight was nice. Oh, that's me. We didn't eat anything since lunch, did we? Really should have grabbed something on the way. Hold on. Let me see if I can whip us up a little late night snack. Actually, could you not come in here? Right. Could you pretend you can't see the leaning tower of pizza boxes and takeout containers? Should have taken those out earlier. And I would have, but today was all so impromptu. Oh, hey, you're not one of those pizza prescriptivists, are you? Because if you tell me you're gonna serve me Neapolitan, then yeah, I'm gonna have expectations. But I like deep dish, too. I like anchovies, I like olives, I like pineapple. Pizza's pizza. Even in Detroit and San Fran, probably. And here's a game changer for you. Blue fucking cheese. Hey, listen to your supervisor. I've been around longer than you have, and I know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. I love to cook. I mean, my number of Michelin stars is nice and round, you know? But at least I can make a grilled cheese and cook pasta. Where's my fucking cooking show, huh? It's just... cooking for one is just a bit... Oh, fuck. I'm having the best idea. Hear me out. I need to cook more. You need to eat more. You see where I'm going with this? Real food. Yeah. See, what we have here is an opportunity to feed two birds... with one scone. Not tonight, though. We're gonna have to do a grocery run first. You're still cold, You're shivering. Well, hey. I can think of a way to warm you up. What am I doing? I'm dancing, dumbass. And you're gonna dance with me. We don't need music. We'll dance to our own tune. Hey, that's okay. I can't dance either. See, my secret is, I just pretend to know what I'm doing. Nobody's figured me out yet. And if all else fails, I do a 360 and moonwalk the fuck out. Besides, we don't have an audience anymore. It's just you and me, so... come on. Dance with me. See? We'll go slow. You take my hand... and put the other one right... here... And then you just avoid the toes. It's not so bad when you let me lead, right? Though your heart feels like it's about to punch a hole in your chest. Are you nervous? Don't be. You're doing great. And you smell nice when you're wet. No, definitely smell nice. Intoxicating. I am not drunk. I'm pleasantly buzzed. And hey, I know this was probably not how you saw your Friday night going. I know you are probably planning on getting all cozied up at home, grinding your dailies or whatever. Or maybe just binging porn, knowing you. But either way, you didn't have to stick around at the office just for my benefit. And you definitely didn't have to join me for a drink after. But I'm so glad you did. I had such a good time tonight. So thank you. You did. Did you really? Because you didn't look like you were having a good time. Don't think I didn't see the faces you were making at your glass all night. I knew you were in trouble the moment you ordered gin neat. See, and the thing is, all you had to do was ask, and I would have helped you pick out something more beginner-friendly. But you didn't ask, did you? Curious. Another comfort zone I could drag you out of. Kicking and screaming. That room we seem to be slowly but surely drifting towards? That would be the bedroom. Of this one bedroom. Gotta finish the tour, right? But, I told you how I had a late start, right? Years of catching up, lots of experimentation, and not all of it good. Like, my first time with a girl was with this lady I barely knew with these big honking tits and... Anyway, she had a few years on me. I know, right? An older woman. Wild. Oh, you shut your prat mouth. I'm barely older than you. Not old enough to be an older woman. Oh, God. Am I the older woman now? Well, either way, I did have a point I was trying to make, so... shush. So, somehow, we end up making out on her couch. And the next thing I know, she gets buck-fucking naked and starts fingering herself. So I watch her diddle her skittle, deer in the headlights, brain screaming, "What is happening right now?" on repeat, until eventually, could have been 30 seconds, could have been 30 minutes, she spits at me, obviously miffed. "You can touch me, you know." Oh, okay. So I do my best to emulate this elaborate maneuver I saw in this really hot porno once, and, well, you can... probably guess how well that went. Yeah, sexy, right? Nobody got off that night. And it's not that I didn't want it either, you know? It's just... maybe I didn't want it right then and there. And I mean, she could have showed just the tiniest bit of sensitivity for my situation, right? And like, it's not the worst thing that ever happened to me, but it's not exactly a pleasant memory either, and I don't want to do that to you. I don't want this to be something you'll look back on with regret. So, if you're having doubts, any doubts at all, there's still time to turn this ship around. I want to take this at your pace. No pressure. Yeah? You're sure? Absolutely sure. Well then. Look at that. We seem to have hit a wall. Who's steering this ship? Oh, that's right. It's me. I told you I can't dance, and you let me lead anyway. What are we gonna do now? I'm asking you, silly. Where do you want to go from here? Hands off. Use your words. Because you need to learn. And because I love watching you squirm. Come on, you know what they say. Patience is a virgin. They do say that. And what about you? What will you say, I wonder? Please? Please what? Sir? Oh, that is adorable. But not the answer we're looking for. You have to tell me what you want. Well done, baby. I knew you could. But I'm sure you're not satisfied with just a kiss. Kisses. I'm sure this isn't all you wanted. So tell me. You're right. You're incredibly easy to read. With your lip trembling, breathing ragged, blushing, whimpering. Cracked open like a book, finger down your spine. I know exactly what you want. And I can give it to you. All you have to do is ask. See? All you have to do to get what you want, what you need, is ask. You're very welcome. I have had some practice since that time, and I did have an excellent navigator to guide me tonight. And hey,
I'm glad you enjoyed. Really. I did too. Yeah, that's another thing. I need to upgrade from a double to a queen the second I get a bigger place. A queen for a queen, right? But until then... you're just gonna have to snuggle in closer. Your love bite is really starting to pop. I'll have to DIY you something to cover that up on Monday. Unless... Well... I think it'd be really fucking hot if we just... didn't do that instead. I want to watch people stare, and then I want to stare at you blush. Let the world see. Let everybody know you're spoken for. Taken. Owned. I mean, if you want to be. Soft? Are you sassing me? You are not fucking sassing me. Just because I went easy on you tonight doesn't mean I don't have plans for you. You should be afraid, baby bird. Oh, the terrible things I'm gonna do to you. Keep talking to me like that, and I'm gonna slip and slide right off the bed. Oh. Return the favor. Well, actually, I'd rather make tonight all about you. So, you know, don't worry about that. Because finding out what makes you tick, watching you just melt in my touch, seeing you worked up out of your mind for me, that's a rabbit hole I'm happy to go down on. In? Phrasing. It's just... I can watch you come all night. Over and over and over again. I mean, we don't have to go again right now. Unless you want to. Because I want to. Whoa. Hey, are you crying? What's wrong? Oh, that's okay. You don't have to tell me. But you know you can, right? No, it's okay. Hey, it's okay. Shh. I'm here. Don't be sorry. Crying's good. It's like throwing up after feeling sick all day, you know? Afterwards you'll feel, well, not great, but at least not like you're about to hurl any second, right? But baby, you know you can have my shoulder all night if you need it. But could you please just tell me what's going on? Because I'm getting more than a little worried. Did someone say something at work? Did I say something? Oh. You think you're in love? With me? Oh. Okay, but that's a good thing, right? So why are you crying? I mean, I like you too. I don't want to say anything I don't mean. Wait, no, Shit. Please, don't take that the wrong way. It's just that we've really only known each other for a couple weeks. You're not crazy. I'm not saying that what you're feeling isn't real. It's just so soon, you know? Maybe I'm the one overreacting. I'm sorry. Like, right now, I couldn't be happier. It's just that the L word, it's a big deal for me. And I can't promise you that how I feel won't change a month from now, or 3 months, or a year. I can't promise you that. And it might not even be me, you know? Maybe it'll be you. Maybe one morning you wake up and realize that I'm... that this isn't what you wanted after all. Okay, listen to me. Okay? Listen. There's nowhere else I'd rather be right now. No one else I'd rather be with. For the entire time I've known you, you've been my favorite person in the whole fucking world. I'm not going anywhere. I just need some time to figure this out. To make sure that... that this really is what I think it is. I need to be sure. Okay? I'm sorry.